Municipality Land Use Bylaw, Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017, 8:55 a.m. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person with an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality with regards to its intention to adopt a bylaw respecting amendments to the Region of Queens Municipality Land Use Bylaw, which would see rezoning of PID 7002-7776 from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3, and rezoning of PID number 7002-5457 from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. A. Opening remarks. 1. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. 2. A person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. 3. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. I will be asking our planner, Mike McLeod, to give us all a very brief update. And then the floor will be open for comments from those attending. Mike McLeod, would you like to give us a brief update?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. This is a little bit of the background to this. There are a couple of properties in Liverpool that were incorrectly zoned when the region-wide municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw were adopted by council back in 2009. Under the present bylaw, there's a restricted residential R1 zoning designation has been applied to the two properties we're here to discuss today. On each of those properties, there is a multiple unit residential building. They had been previously, under the former town of Liverpool land use bylaw, zoned as multiple unit residential. So it was there was a, I guess it was an error in the mapping on our part when we adopted the documents. The multiple unit residential R3 designation should have obviously been applied to these properties, and I guess these amendments are essentially housekeeping amendments to apply the correct zoning to the two properties in question. So.
Thank you, Mike. The floor is now open for public comment. Is there someone who would like to speak? Yes?
Good morning. My name is Denise Mothra, and I'm sorry, Mike, there's one that I didn't hear. You said that prior to the adoption of MPS, the properties were already zoned. What zone?
It was a multiple unit residential.
That's
correct.
Which would be R2?
It was R2 under the former, under Liverpool.
So it was R2 prior to the adoption of the
That's correct.
MPS in 2009.
That's correct.
So why now the need to rezone it to R3?
I guess the incorrect zoning designation was applied when we did the mapping. It was an error in the mapping, and R3 designation should have been applied when we adopted the bylaws, but it was missed when we did the reach mark.
But if it was already zoned as multiple unit use prior to
but
the adoption of the bylaw.
The new bylaw, I guess, supersedes the old bylaw gets repealed when the new bylaw is adopted. So the current bylaw that's in place sets the designation. So so the R1 zone.
Did you change the definition of the bylaw or of the zoning between prior to 2009 and when you adopted the MPS?
I guess they're two separate documents. I guess there's been new zones added. There's more zones under the regional document than there
so
was under.
So that zoning that existed there prior to 2009 is no longer adequate.
It's essentially changed the name. It was an R2 multiple unit residential zone under the former land use bylaw. It's classified as an R3, but it's essentially a multiple unit.
So it changed the title of that.
That's right.
It's changed the title.
Yep.
I guess that I'm here with a group of residents who live on Mersey Avenue who have a lot of questions, but I understand that this is not the forum for those questions. I think a lot of them have talked to their counselors. I have talked to several counselors. I get a little group of residences that is not zoned as restricted residential. And there's a concern that there's some kind of plan for a larger development on that property, as there's already been some things happening off that small street that is primarily a residential area, which is very much in keeping with your MPS. And I can understand why these homeowners, my mother is one of them, would want to keep that as a residentially zoned area only. And I also understand that there was also a business operating prior to 2009. Their concern is that there will be a larger development, and the question that I have is there awareness that there's some intention to develop that land on a larger scale?
Certainly that hasn't been brought to our attention. There's no applications have been submitted. I guess the request by the property owner was to clarify the zoning and apply the correct zoning to that property. My understanding that he is looking at selling the property, and he wanted that issue dealt with prior
is
to.
Is there some knowledge that, I don't want to get off track, that the potential new owners have a need for that rezoning? Because the timing is interesting to me that, you know, this MPS has been in place now for 8 years, ready for review, I understand. And now suddenly your request for a change or a specific amendment to the zoning.
Yeah, certainly I don't have knowledge of what the owner or a potential future owner may have for that property.
What would be the process if there was interest in a larger development in that residential zone?
I guess they apply for a development permit outlining what type of development they'd be looking at for that property, and we evaluate that based on the zoning requirements, and if it meets the zoning requirements, then they would be issued a permit.
So no public process at that point?
That's correct.
So this is the only opportunity without any information to address that future land use issue for these residents?
I guess a property is, like I say, it's a matter of coming in for permits. There's no public participation. If it complies with the zoning requirements, then they would be issued a permit.
So I guess my comment to council, and then let other residents have a chance to speak, is that, of course, we support development in this community in the appropriate places and the appropriate types of development. Also support businesses that are already existing, and I understand why that property, you know, would now need to be zoned in a different way. However, because that is one of the old residential areas that your MPS wants to preserve, it would not be in keeping to have a larger development behind there without, of course, and I know you go through the process of environmental road networks, waterways, that sort of thing, but without some public input at that time when an application may be made for that land use. That is a big concern because there's not a lot of awareness or information or knowledge coming to these homeowners. So I'd like to say that to council and to Mr. McLeod and let everyone else speak at this time.
Thank you, Denise. And Mike, I would ask if you would clarify, should a future proposal come before council and the R3 zoning be passed by council, if a project were to come forward that didn't meet the zoning of an R3, it would have to come for a zoning change, I believe?
If somebody wanted to apply to change what's existing under either change that zoning to another zone or change what's the requirements within that zone, certainly there's a public participation process in that correct.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, any other member of the public gallery would like to speak this morning?
I guess
and if I could ask you, please state your name and address.
Oh, my address? Lauren Tubby, 19 Mersey Avenue.
Thank you.
Enjoyed that property with great backyard, you know, no, it's a green belt basically. you know, and, you know, so this is our only time, but it really doesn't seem like this is a, I don't know if we have any choice, I think it's something that, it sounds like it's kind of an impossible task. I mean, I don't know if any of you come down Mercy Avenue, you try to get out of there, I mean, the traffic is as bad as it is in Converse still. And, you know, there's a lot of kids there and pets on our street, and there's a, you know, we're quite concerned about the, an increased traffic flow down there. And obviously sewer issues, which have done a lot of problems on that street with sewer issues, so, you know, I don't know if we can handle anything, you know, the way it is right now. And it's just kind of frustrating that we're gonna lose that to whatever. I mean, I'm all for development as well, but I haven't really said anything more than what you said, except I'm just pretty sad about it, that's all.
Thank you, Lauren. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak?
Mabel Wisniewski, 34 Mercy Avenue. Back in December, same owner that's put this proposal to forward to rezone also owns 25 Mercy Avenue as a rental property. He, I watched in December him come down with tow trucks and a bulldozer and clear cut that property in the back, dump many, many loads of rock, and yet he's saying that it's an easement. To me, it's a road. I see numerous cars coming down and driving out onto that piece of property, and I notice it because the headlights come into our house. I really want to know how somebody, yes, you own the property, you can do what you want, but how can they put an easement in without getting prior approval and start dumping rock on their own property like that? Because it's affecting the environment down there, because he's right down below sea level, below the high tide mark where he's dumped all this rock, and you can see how things float up onto the property there. You will go down there and find a pallet, a suitcase there, sitting there. So don't you have to have prior permission to fill in when you're going into the low tide mark like that?
The Provincial Department of Environment would have the responsibility of issuing any permit to allow infill within the high watermark title. So it's beyond the control of the Region of Queens in that respect. Would that be correct?
That's correct.
So it's an issue between the landowner and the Provincial Department of Environment in that situation. As far as owning a property and taking a vehicle across the property that you own, that again is within the rights of the owner. Until construction starts or things of that nature that impact upon the Region of Queens, it's out of our control. Hopefully that addresses your question.
Yeah, this is my concerns there, but with the size of the lot and like, how many units could go onto that legally?
That's
a big question.
Yeah, and really I haven't looked at that aspect. I don't know whether it's such. We would evaluate based on, I guess, the application that gets submitted, whether, but I can't say that right off the top of my head.
I'd just like to make one more comment.
Denise? Yeah.
I'd like to know if there's any allowance in your your land use bylaw to approve the rezoning that's required to continue that business operating as it is, but without permitting, you know, development under that same zone in the rest of that property, which is really part of the residential core of that neighborhood. I don't see anything like that in your MPS, but I'm sure that those amendments have been made in the past.
I guess the zoning designation would apply to the property, so I guess whatever development takes place has to comply with the R3 zone requirements. So. So I'm not sure whether that's...
Yeah, well, you've given me the answer already. The R3 zoning allows for pretty significant development.
And I guess if it had been appropriately zoned as it was prior to the 2009 document, that's, I guess, we wouldn't be here. I guess they would basically come in for their permits under that multiple unit residential designation, and we would evaluate the any proposal based on those criteria.
Yeah, I think it's an impact on homeowners, particularly, you know, my mother who purchased.
particular.
If I may, Your Honor, I think that, and I encourage everybody, and even the, I know the real estate person is here, and Ann, you may want to say a few things, but I think I just have a question of Mike, which may help some of our people that have concerns about the zoning. If I could just include that now and ask a couple questions.
Yes.
Similar, I mean, I could put myself up there if I wanted to, right?
Very brief questions, if you would, Deputy Mayor.
I'll ask one question. And this is what it's all about, engagement, so I think this is an important topic. Mike, in the past, we have split an area and rezoned only a portion of it and kept the other portion as it was. Is that possible with this? For example, and I have to explain so that everybody understands where I'm coming from. The existing apartment building there now is zoned under the old mapping, R1, because that, under the new mapping, because it was in an error.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be under a non-conforming use as an apartment building.
The existing building,
right.
That's correct.
So if, and I don't know if we can change it now, because I know the actual purchaser was wanting to close the deal. But if we split the zoning so that where the existing building is now that is used as an apartment building could be as a multi-purpose zoned as R3 and then the back portion remain as R1, that would eliminate any concern from the residents that he may build a house there. Who wants to build a multi-unit thing?
I think we're moving off the topic
today.
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not. So my question is it possible to do that? Because we have done it in the past with property right up here, split it. So it was one zone and another zone.
I think in all due fairness to the property owner, the property was entirely zoned as multiple unit residential in the past, and I would expect he would want that property, or it's reasonable that property be correctly zoned in its entirety to the R3 zone.
But we haven't asked him that.
If I may, Deputy Mayor, you are stepping outside
I
the public
know I
hearing.
Am. Sorry.
So thank you very much for your comments, and
helpful.
I'm sure it's very helpful to the public that are here today. But we have one PID number, one property, one application. We don't have a subdivision of the property before us, so we deal with what
doesn't
we have.
Doesn't need to be subdivided. Sorry.
We deal with what we have. So any other comments from the public gallery? Yes.
My name is Anne Levine. I'm from Cobbley Street. I'm the realtor for the purchaser. I'm not sure what the current owner's intentions were. Maybe we bought them, I'm not sure. But the new purchaser, the new owner, he plans on using the corner being there as it is now. But he's planning on restoring it, painting it, making it look nice, tearing down that old garage, we have talked in the vote is to the left of our house. We do not own the property down to the water behind the house. And of course, if he bought that property, the property that is in question, the zoning, that butts right up again, he would end up with that whole field and the whole shebang. If that ever got rezoned, if we put a house there, would we have any say? I mean, we have a view of the river now. It would just take up our whole backyard, you know.
I would ask our planner if he could give an overview on an acquisition next door. It would be a separate property, to my understanding.
That's correct, and I guess the rezoning of this property does not, I guess, affect the zoning on the properties around that, so that the surrounding properties are still zoned as restricted residential R1. So the use of those properties would be limited to the R1 zone permitted uses. So they wouldn't be allowed apartment buildings or whatever.
So you could build a house on that piece of property and other homes?
Unless there's the ability to subdivide, and I don't think that property would have that ability, because there has to be an ability to subdivide to create a separate building lot, so he's not going to have any road frontage. So I can't speculate on what may or may not take place, but there's limited ability for a secondary dwelling on that parcel.
I would recognize
with what Dan said and what Susan said, if he's planning just to put, you know, to not put a multi-unit, then couldn't that be just rezoned or kept as R1? If it's just going to be, so that bottom area wouldn't be R3, it would be R1. If he does just build a house, that's one thing, but a multi-unit. And then the other thing is, if he sells it, then the next person could do what, even if he does say that he wants to just leave it as it is. Just a comment.
Thank you, Lauren. Any other member of the public gallery would like to speak? Councillor Fancy, are you going to
I'm just going to ask something. That's all. I'm just asking along with what we're saying. Can, with the PAC, have they in the past grandfathered different areas that to stay in the, and say it was R1, that you could leave it as it is and be grandfathered in? I'm just asking a question.
Yes, my understanding is that the property that we're discussing today is grandfathered, but I'd ask Mike to clarify.
I guess the use on the property is grandfathered, as
right,
as multiple unit residential dwellings are not a list of permitted use in the R1 zone. So it's essentially grandfathered in, allowed to continue to operate as a multiple unit residential building. So
we could leave it as it is? Is that the
I guess the property owner has requested. I guess it's it was incorrectly zoned. I guess there's no question that improper designation was applied to the property. So he has requested that it be rezoned to the correct, and that's why we're going through the process.
Okay, any other member of the public gallery would like to comment this morning?
Sorry.
Denise?
I think the timing for that request, suspicious, strong word. Obviously, he said he's come to have it rezoned because he wants to sell it. But if it were, if you were happy with it being operated the way it is, and if the buyer were happy to just put a residential building behind it, this would not be an issue.
That's what the public hearing is all about, get your information in. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this morning? I will move on beyond the, yes?
No, I'm just, you know, it's fine, Ann, that he's going to fix up Dean, well, I mean, I call it what we call it, but, the property next door, that'd be great, but I still don't understand what that's got to do with the back part. You know, it's, yeah, it'd be great to go out in the county, see that, the way the hazel being just a few years ago, clean, no rats around, all that stuff. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's nice, but it's a separate issue.
Thank you.
You know.
Any other member of the gallery?
I just think it is, is a bit of a stretch in my mind to think that, that the owner with his vast knowledge of real estate and real estate work that he's done in this region, just did not get around to doing this.
Any other comments at this public hearing this morning? I'm going to move on beyond the public comments. I'm going to go to the comments at the end.
Excuse me.
Okay. Kathy?
I'm wondering, was there a big tax difference between the zoning of R2, who is in R2 now?
Well, apparently it's R2, it says R1 on the map.
Okay, so what is it, R1 or R2?
It's zoned as R1 under the current bylaw.
Okay.
That's right.
And is that a lesser tax dollar when it's zoned as a one? Is, or did I'm just thinking, is this why it hasn't been zoned?
No.
You would pay the same taxes on the building?
Correct.
It's based on the value of the building as opposed to the use of that.
I just have one more, sorry, just to find my notes here.
Yes, Lauren?
You said it's R1. There's a document that we got online that says it's already R2. And contradicts,
That may be the old bylaw, Lauren, that was, it was zoned as R2 under the Liverpool's land use bylaw.
Okay. Because R2 was multiple units.
That's correct.
It conforms to that right now.
That's right.
Even though it says R1 on the map, it said R2 in some of the.
That's, under the form of Liverpool's land use bylaw, that's right, that was prior to the regional document in 2009.
Because R2 is multiple units.
That's right, it's the same as what is currently the R3.
So we have R3, row houses and tenants and 50-foot high buildings, and, you know, that's what R3 is.
That's correct. Like.
Well, it's right here on the agenda. The properties in this question are incorrectly shown as being in restricted R1. The properties contain multiple unit apartment buildings as such, the zoning should be reflected in multiple unit R3. The former land use bylaw for Liverpool had both properties zoned as residential multiple dwelling R2.
That's right.
So. I don't know, that means it's already R2 and it's already what it is?
No, that was, I guess, the intent of that was that it had previously been zoned as a multiple unit residential under the former bylaw, so.
And then what was changed, it stated it went back to R1?
Because an incorrect zoning application was applied to that property.
Yes, Leo?
Yes, Leo, on R2, Thomas Street in Liverpool. I don't live in the area, but I did have a question come up in the discussion here. When you're looking at R1 and changing it to R3, multiple use, at this point in time under R1, as I understood your comments there, the owner now will be paying the residential rate taxes, is that correct? And under R2, it would go to a commercial rate?
No.
I would allow.
I just want clarification on that point, Mr. Mayor.
The land use bylaw has absolutely no bearing on the value categories for which the property taxes are set. So if you get the assessment value as category, either residential, resource, or commercial, and our land use bylaw doesn't follow those, it's not the same designation, it's not the same category. So it's residential now, and it would be residential still.
He's paying the residential rate now, the owner is, and will continue with this change.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public gallery? correct any deficiencies. This process has been initiated by the Region of Queens to address that deficiency, and so follows with the meeting today. Your comments will be duly considered by councillors when this issue is discussed. It will be on the agenda for later in the morning. And with that, I thank you for attending, and this public hearing is now adjourned. We will resume council meeting in 5 minutes.